All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Walking Closer podcast. This is episode 120. And this episode is titled Turning Down the Noise, Part 1. And in this Part 1, we are going to talk about internal silence and the reality that we struggle with silence. And there are reasons for it. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about some research. We're going to talk about why we should learn to get comfortable with silence and give you some pointers on how to maybe begin that process. And it may not quite be what you think that it is. So, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today in this episode. So sit back, relax, and hope you enjoy.
We're all formed by our life experiences, but sometimes these experiences shape us in negative ways. And the process of spiritual transformation can help undo those negative impacts so we can live life to the fullest. And Walking Closer is all about this journey through internal transformation where real changes happen from the inside out.
Silence. Why do we struggle so much with silence? For many, silence is very unsettling, and it's for some, it's just downright terrifying. And it doesn't matter the situation, whether it's the silence we hear when we are trying to go to sleep at night, or silence in a conversation, or just silence that comes with being out in the middle of nowhere. In fact, it seems to be this thing specifically with us in the West. I'm sure that everyone deals with this on some level, but particularly with us in the West, there's this research found that it takes only 4 seconds of silence in a conversation for it to rattle us here. Whereas a different study showed that those from Japan were quite comfortable with silence in a conversation for up to 8 seconds. So why is it that we struggle so much with silence? Well, I think there are several reasons. See, silence has a way of allowing all the stuff we try to push out of our minds to creep back in. It's in silence that we actually notice our thoughts, the thoughts that come across our minds automatically. And at times they seem to just jump sporadically from one thing to the next, right? And we feel like we're out of control. And in some of those cases, it causes a distressful emotional response in us. And so we don't like that, right? So we say we don't like silence. But I sometimes think it's not the actual silence that we have an issue with. It's our own thoughts that we might not want to recognize. And man, if there's no distractions, it gets irritating. See, in silence, all the things we seek distractions from all of a sudden appear. Yeah, those things that we're seeking distractions from, or those things that we become aware of, right? They're always there. Just we're not aware of them, and silence, well, makes us more aware. So in silence, who we try to portray to the world is set aside, and who we really are is front and center. I used to say it this way: in the cool dawn of the morning when you are looking at yourself in the mirror. And that's metaphorically speaking, like when it's just you and the you who, well, is the real you who makes the choices and decisions, who occupies, if you will, the flesh and blood that the rest of the world sees that you try, right? You use that to portray to the world this image. But you come face to face with who you really are. And in silence, well, that's what's happening. The who you are, really. That's what you're looking at. And sometimes, well, we just don't like that. That's not what we want to see. And so, again, we seek distractions. So the reasons we say we don't like silence are the same reasons we have to keep the music going, keep the TV on, keep the activity rolling, right? It's like things way down deep begin to surface and we can't handle the wake. And our busy, hectic, and noisy lifestyles provide the needed distractions. But they're also contributors to the cause. It's part of the problem to what's going on inside of us that comes out in silence. There are actually some studies that have shown that people are literally scared of silence, like it's a real thing. It's evidently as a result of us growing up with all the background noise, right, and going on, whether it's a TV or a fan or radio or just, you know, results of our technological world. And as a result, this lack of noise that people experience, it just makes us uncomfortable, agitated, and just really uneasy. And some college students were interviewed, and they claimed that they couldn't concentrate and focus without the background noise. But then there's another form of silence, right, we sometimes struggle with as well. I am talking about the silence that comes when we say nothing at all. I'm talking about not speaking. I'm talking about the difficulties that we have when we come into these situations where we feel like we have to say something, right? And what we end up doing is we tend to say things that are just not helpful. This can't help but speak them, though. Like those moments when we get so emotional that we don't think before we speak and we say hurtful things. Those times where we immediately get angry and jump to conclusions and say things that may or may not be true. Or how about the silence that sometimes happens in a conversation? And we sometimes begin to feel this tension, right? When there's a silence, this pressure to fill the space of silence, like it's a void that we're responsible for filling. And some say that we do this because silence in a conversation presents a lack of structure or a direction, and that makes us feel vulnerable, because without the structure, there may be parts of our personalities, right, that will come out. Like we feel like we're out of control. And these parts that we're trying to hide, and the structure and this direction helps, you know, us navigate those moments. And then, like when we're trying to fill this void, right, we actually at times, we actually contribute to the awkwardness because we're forcing the conversation forward. And in fact, some people, when they find themselves in this predicament, they end up oversharing, right? Have you ever done, maybe you've done that, or you've been in a conversation where it's very obvious this person is saying way more than they probably should. And, you know, you walk away from the conversation thinking, like, what was that, right? And other people walking away thinking, what was that all about? Like, what? That was weird. Like, what is going on there? Yeah, we end up, you know, making things worse because we just can't handle the silence. But regardless of the scenario, our struggles with silence, well, it's all tied to our thoughts, which is a fascinating thing to me. So let's think about thoughts just for a moment. Now, thoughts, they bring things before our minds, like images and concepts and memories and beliefs, perceptions, etc. But they're also interconnected with our feelings, right? Which is why we actually are able to somewhat control our feelings with our thoughts. Or we feel certain ways, good or bad, depending upon what we've set our mind on, what we're thinking about, right? Now, feelings are sensations, and some lump emotions in there. And of course, you know, you feel something when you're emotional. But feelings are sensations which can be pleasant or painful, right? At the end of the day, they're indicators. And now, our thoughts also play a huge role in what we do, right? So think about it. They provoke feelings that can motivate us to do something or not do something. Now, what might be happening when we experience silence is it may cause us to feel some feelings we don't like. Now, feelings, again, are connected to our thoughts. They accompany one another. But feelings, remember, are indicators. And so it still comes back to our thoughts, man. When it comes to silence, it's all back to our thoughts. So think about your thinking and how your mind works and the thoughts that come across it at any given moment. Do you ever wish you could silence your thoughts? There's a movie called For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner, who plays this well-seasoned pitcher who is trying to prove to others that he still has what it takes to play ball. And there's a scene where he is aware of all the sounds in the stadium. screaming fans, the voices from other teams and so forth. And then there's this moment where he says, clear the mechanism. And things go silent. And people are still screaming. No one has stopped, but he hears nothing. And all he is focused on is the catcher and what he is about to do. Now, calming the mind in that way is not typical, right, for you or me. When we find ourselves in tense situations, we typically just get louder, right? We get reactive. We use more noise to drown out the noise. We seek distractions and so forth. When we live the hurried lifestyle and the chronic unhealthy busyness, life can become like that situation, the opposing fans in the stadium and all the noise, and we can feel the pressure all around us. And oftentimes that pressure becomes like, it's not just noise outside. It's not just external. It becomes the voices inside become just as loud or louder, right? It becomes an internal thing. But would you like to learn how to silence the inner critic and the restlessness that plagues your mind? Would you like to be able to tune out the noise so you can be more present to the Lord? Would you like to become more comfortable, right, with your own thoughts? Well, I think you have to learn to get comfortable first with silence. So why should I learn to be comfortable with silence? Well, a couple of things here. It could help you become more present to the moment. It can actually help you quiet the thoughts that race through your mind. It can help you become more self-aware because you can begin to actually observe your own thoughts and feelings and actually process what's going on there, the emotions, right? And maybe even have a little compassion for yourself, right? Getting comfortable with silence helps us relieve stress, they tell us. Lower blood pressure, increases concentration, better decision-making, and all sorts of other health improvements and benefits. But practicing silence can also help us become more in tune with God's presence. It can enrich our prayer lives. It can help us listen more to the Father. Prayer is typically seen as just, you know, us speaking, but prayer also includes listening because prayer is meant to be a conversation there. So practicing silence can help us become more in tune with God's presence. When you become comfortable with silence, it's like therapy on the go. It can teach you when you don't need to speak, which obviously can help us with controlling our tongues and not always having to respond or have the last word. It can help us actually practice only saying those things that are helpful and edifying to others. That's scripture, Ephesians 4:49. I believe learning to control your tongue can also help you become more self-aware, which can help you do, well, what love requires. In fact, that's scripture as well, right? James 1:26 says, those who can't control their tongue yet think they are religious, they are self-deceived, think they're not aware. There's a lack of self-awareness there. And their religion amounts to very little, as opposed to those who do know harm by what they say. That's fast forward to chapter 3. And James says, look, they're complete, they're whole, and able to direct their whole bodies to do what is right. And I believe learning the practice of silence helps to make this possible. And at the very least, right, it can give us enough control of what we say that our tongues don't just go off automatically. It causes us to pause, consider our words fully, and help control what we say and when we say it. It allows us to pay attention to what people are saying and not what we think they're trying to say, which can, again, help us become less judgmental and value others more. And man, I can go on and on about the benefits and necessity even of becoming comfortable with silence, but I think it's time, let's talk a little bit about practicing it, right? The practice of silence. Now, I have to begin by saying this. I think at the root of the problem of all these things that we're talking about here is our inability to quiet the mind. Remember I said I believe that our problem is not with silence, but with our own thoughts and with what's going on in our minds. And I believe the beginning of quieting the mind is learning how to set it in what I like to call Christ mode. So how do we set our mind in Christ mode? You know, think like Jesus thought, okay? Well, there's a little set of scriptures that I want to focus on just real quickly in Philippians chapter 4, written by the Apostle Paul, who said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but instead in every situation through prayer and petition with thanksgiving," right? When we think about prayer, I think oftentimes, most oftentimes, we think about just simply making requests. But how do we get, you know, or you know, bringing our desires and our needs? But how do we, in moments of despair, in moments of crisis that would cause the anxiety or the worry within us, how do we present those things in a mode of thanksgiving, right? In this posture of thanksgiving? Well, I believe the answer is found down in verse 8, where he says, whatever is true and worthy of respect, and whatever it's just, it's what's pure, what's lovely, what's commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. See, I believe it's all about where we're setting our minds on a regular basis. And then as a result, well, sandwiched in between those two verses, verse 7, the peace of God, think calming of the mind, that surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See, I think removing the noise and entering into periods of silence can help us actually do this. Like learning how to tamper down the internal noise, the anxiety, the worry, the inner critic, the internal restlessness that plagues our minds, I believe it involves learning how to set the mind on Christ or put it in Christ mode. And I think practicing, learning how to practice silence and getting comfortable with silence, that's the beginning of that. And so maybe you need to start with what Randy Harris calls carving out a little bit of time to sit and waste with God. Yeah, I'm not talking about being intentional about what you set your mind on and what you give your attention to. And overall, right, learning how to sit in silence, it takes a little discipline, right? Being able to do this. There was this study I read about in this article that mentioned there were some people who participated in this research that would rather give themselves, listen to this, okay, mild electric shocks than to sit alone or in silence and think. Okay, think about that. You were given the option, okay, for 15 minutes, okay, to sit in silence with your thoughts or give yourself a mild electric shock. Which one would you choose? Okay, now, in fact, what they did in the study was before they entered into the 15 minutes, everyone got a feel for what it was like. It was like a test shock, right? So they could see how it felt. And after they felt the shock, they all said that they would pay to avoid being shocked again. And so you're assuming that as they enter into the study, that they'd much rather be comfortable with their thoughts in silence. Well, so they were all asked to sit in silence with their own thoughts for 15 minutes, as I said, and it drove several participants, okay, to giving themselves a shock. Could you imagine? It turns out they preferred doing something, even if it was unpleasant, rather than sitting with their thoughts in silence for 15 minutes. That's a problem. Like, wow. Like, I can't fathom. Like, that is just unthinkable for me. But this is the reality, and this is true for many people. Maybe it's true for you as well. Like, you can go into it thinking that, oh yeah, I got this, and even experience something unpleasant that would make you maybe want to endure the other thing that, you know, may be unpleasant. But you're going into it thinking that, yeah, this shock is way more unpleasant. This is I don't want this. But then you end up giving yourself a shock because the thing, the sitting there, that you, the thing that you thought was less pleasant because is more unpleasant than what you thought was, you know, the worst thing that you can endure within these 15 minutes. Wow. So, yeah, it takes a little discipline, okay, to be in silence and to do this. So I say maybe you could just start with trying not to say things that just don't need to be said. Yeah, things that aren't helpful. Maybe you could start with just simply not having to have the last word. And that may sound like it's the place you need to start. And you may think that is the easiest route to begin with getting comfortable with some silence. Maybe so. But if it turns out this is impossible for you, you may need to introduce the practice of silence in your life. And so start small. You can start with something that I do. It's called a Salem moment. Some people call it sacred pause, where I literally have a timer, an alarm on my phone, and it goes off the same time every day, reminds me to take the next 5 minutes and to just be still, to become more present to the moment, to acknowledge how I'm feeling, how maybe the events of the day or the week or whatever, the effect that it's had on me. I acknowledge that I am in God's presence, and I even maybe even give those things, if I have those things to give, over to the Lord in those moments. And then what you'll notice is what I've noticed is that while I had scheduled times, what ends up happening after some time is that begins to flow over into the rest of your day, where you end up having those moments potentially without having to schedule them. You just automatically begin to take them, and I find myself doing that at various times. And it's becoming more and more natural to do that. And so maybe that would be helpful for you. Maybe you need to start just with, turn off the music or the noise on your way to work and drive in silence. Maybe that's where you need to start. Maybe that would be an easy place to begin for you. Turn off the noise while you're doing other things, maybe around the house, right? If you like to cook with the TV on, just don't turn the TV on. Get comfortable with that silence. At any moment, if you feel the impulse to kind of turn up the noise and try and redirect, your attention to these other things that you normally seek out as distractions, well, stop, refocus, and, redirect your attention to the present moment. It's going to take a little discipline. It's going to take a little practice, maybe. For some, maybe easier than others. But maybe try first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. I mean, you're just waking up, right? It might be the quietest part of your day. So take advantage of it and just get comfortable there in the silence. You don't have to get super religious about this. Just sitting there in the moment and becoming present. That's where it starts, right? And all of these things, they could lead to some other encounters or experiences that are way more impactful. But look, you got to start somewhere. And so if you feel like you're uncomfortable with silence, well, let's start with getting comfortable with that. And then maybe practice it with prayer even. You can get to that point, right? As I've been saying, generally speaking, when we think of prayer, we're thinking about us speaking, whether it's us asking questions, voicing frustrations, or even giving thanks, right? But remember, prayer isn't just about speaking. It's also about listening. And it can be hard to listen with all the internal noise. Never mind the external noise, right? The internal noise in those moments, it's the loudest. And so learning how to get comfortable with silence can help us with this. This is why I think it's part of why it's so important. And so a lot of the things that I've mentioned so far can be helpful, right, in leading us to being able to listen in prayer. So remember, prayer is not just about speaking, but it's also about listening. And so maybe after you have expressed yourself and in prayer and spent some time and saying whatever it is that you need to say, or you feel the need to say, spend some time in silence, just listening. And when you do this, take note of anything that comes across your mind, right? It could be scripture, pictures, maybe it's an answer in the form of a thought, a song, a phrase, whatever it is. Especially though, take note if something stands out to you more than the rest. If there is an obvious connection with something you have expressed or something else going on in your life. Practicing all of these things can help us in the moment and learning how to listen, okay, in prayer. Maybe this is where you need to begin. Maybe this is where you are. And so maybe that would be helpful for you. Now, if you're really adventurous and you really want to just simply tackle getting comfortable with silence, here it is. Find some time to sit in a quiet room, have a clock, and no distractions. Don't say anything in silence for 30 seconds. And just listen. And be present with the silence permeating you. Okay? And then you can go from there. You try a minute, two, or even five, right? And just get comfortable with silence. So you could take advantage of the power, the benefits of those moments. And again, why do this? We are so distracted by the outer world that we neglect the inner world. See, the outer world is so chaotic and has become this huge distraction because the inner world is not being guarded and nursed. See, I think the outer world is a reflection of the inner world. We live from our hearts and we live it out in these bodies in a social context we call the world. And when the outer world becomes this huge distraction, which causes us to neglect the internal, it causes all sorts of problems for us. We lose self-awareness. We become oblivious to what's going on inside of us. We lose connection with Father, whom Paul said, in Him we live and move and have our very existence. And it can lead us to actually, right, living in a way that is not just harmful for ourselves, but harmful for others as well. And I think that's why we should work on getting comfortable with silence. And if you're downright crazy out of your mind, you could also go on a silent retreat. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the next episode. But for now, here it is. Practicing silence, okay, may feel a little strange at first. But don't run from the thing that can transform you. You will soon reap the benefits.